You are listening to the Frillo Bros Tech Podcast, episode 76, Sim Podcast. Let's talk about something recently purchased.
Me?
Well, yeah, you really. And me. So, yeah. Okay, so we already talked about SimCity a little bit.
Yes.
Let's dive in. Let's go to the depths. Okay. Of it, so
we didn't really discuss how we wanted to discuss this. Are we gonna start with the controversy or the amazing stuff? Well, the good news first or the bad news first?
So let's start with the bad news, I think. Which, how about let's just tell the story, I guess, and in the process, and then I want to recap with my current strategy and or maybe finish with what I'm currently working on and. Fair seek enough. Your advice on this.
Okay.
Because I have a slight problem with my city.
Fair enough.
That needs to be solved. Okay, so SimCity launched this week, Wednesday,
it did.
Officially.
This is, and I think it's being referred to as SimCity 5 outside. It's just the actual title is SimCity, but it is the fifth generation of the classic SimCity.
Which is funny because EA, oh my gosh, everyone calls it SimCity 5, and they're like, no, it's not SimCity 5. It's a totally new SimCity. We're like, okay. So, all right.
And then you play it, and you're like, yeah.
The fifth version, right?
Yeah, and it has the exact same name and gameplay style.
You're just like, dude, okay, EA, it's different.
Guys.
Fine. Well, and EA also had another controversy. That was mini controversy. Their other one was the fact that you have to be online to play.
Yeah,
it was a requirement, and everybody was not happy with this. And you could tell it was a, what do they call it? It's a business decision. Is that what they call it in sports when a guy doesn't like lay out for a ball? He made a business decision,
yeah, right?
Not to go for it. And it sounds like EA did the same thing where they're like, no, we're going to do this because of piracy, and you know, and we're just going to force it. And everyone was like, you can't handle it. The servers are bad. What happens if it goes down? Stuff like that. I watched this. It was a short YouTube clip where they were interviewing. It was a producer, developer, or something like that. You know, an important guy. And the guy was like, you know, talking about the game. And he goes, all right, what about the servers? You know? And he goes, you know, is that an issue? He goes, no, we have thought this through. The servers will not go down. It's going to stay up because I think, what was it? Diablo 3 had some slight issues.
Yeah. On launch day, it was terrible.
Yeah. And so the guy was like, really? They're not going to go down? Is, you know, are you making a promise to me right now that they're not going to go down? He goes, yeah, that's a promise. They're not going down.
Nice.
Well, guess what?
Yeah. It was less than 24 hours.
Servers went down.
Yeah.
Instantly. And, you know, which when you have a situation where you're already requiring everyone to be online and they already don't like that, even if the rollout had been flawless, there still would have been people complaining over like a second or two of it being down.
Right.
This was not a second or two of it being down. This was really like, oh no, you can't play. It is not working.
Yeah,
and
you just spent at least $60 because you can't get the $50 version of the game anywhere because you need the superheroes. You just spent $60 and you're not going to be able to play today. By the way, sorry. Which is exactly what happened with Diablo and Diablo 3, and everybody was freaking out about it. They were not pleased. But
yeah. And they are, so I started following their Twitter feed and have that come into my phone because that's been entertaining. Because they are in they're in full like PR mode right now.
Yeah.
Just trying every trying of like, come on guys, just bear with us. We're working on it. Which it still took them like a day and a half, I think, to actually respond and be like, okay, yeah, we noticed that the servers are down, but we're working on it. And you're just, oh my gosh. So you'd have a situation where, and I have this has happened every other time I played so far, where you get going, it checks the servers, and it's like, all right, you're set to go. Go! And it's like, oh, just kidding, they're actually busy. Wait 20 minutes and we'll try again.
What?
And it's a legitimate 20 minutes, man. They do not, you know, it's not like game time 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, you were there for 20 minutes staring at a countdown. Oh, and don't restart it, because that will just restart the 20 minutes again for you.
Really?
Because I might have tried that. And I was like,
that's rough.
You know, where you're like, you get 5 minutes, you're like, this is dumb. Quit, restart, try again. Oh, 20 minutes.
Because they have, yeah, of course that happens. That's super frustrating.
Yeah, so you sit there, and I was like, well, I guess this is a good time to read my news for the podcast. I got 20 minutes. So, like, for example, I took an hour-long lunch, and I was like, oh, sweet, I'll play for an hour. No, I will play for 40 minutes. I will not play for an hour.
Obnoxious.
Come on! Had I known that, I would have started this 20 minutes before.
Right.
So, yeah, it was so that was frustrating, for sure. And we were talking just a little bit earlier, because, you know, the whole thing is you can play with multiple friends, but it sounds like you have to be on the same server or something for them to even recognize that you guys are friends and playing together.
Right.
So I've got three friends. You know, my clout score is big on SimCity. And one of which I see all the time, which A, I'm like, wow, you aren't kidding when you say you play a lot of games. And then another guy, I saw him once, and it was our cousin, and we were jumping servers the first night, because this was Thursday night, because we were trying to, you know, to play. And it wouldn't even recognize our friend request, which come to find out was like a bug that they had to fix and was one of the things that just wasn't working. But we were bouncing and bouncing and bouncing until we finally found a server together that worked, and which was kind of funny because we were just like texting, and it took us like an hour to figure that out. And then thankfully by then, I think by some point in time, I finally gave up. I was like, all right, clearly the friend piece of it isn't working right now. I'm just going to play. See ya.
Right.
And so I played for – I was like, oh, I'll only play for a few hours, a couple hours. I played a little longer than that. it's one of those where like you go to bed at 1:30 in the morning, like that was so awesome. But here's the best part. Woke up the next day, and this lunchtime thing, I'm gonna play during lunch. This is so frustrating. I'm on the same server, okay?
Yeah.
I haven't changed anything. I log in and it goes, oh, here, let's take you through the tutorial. And I'm going, okay, this is bad. Tutorial, huh? Okay, I'll play along, I guess. Finish the tutorial.
Yeah, there's no way to skip the tutorial, by the way.
Well, apparently there is. There is, actually, because they tweeted this one out.
Great.
You just exit to the main menu, and that will finish the tutorial.
That's fantastic that I know now that I've had to suffer through that obnoxious tutorial.
Yeah, well, because apparently every time you switch servers, guess what?
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
I was following the Twitter feed, and that was one of the pieces of advice.
Well, that one's not too bad.
But I got done. My city was gone. I got
destroyed
all over. And I was like, which I was kind of like, good, because I wasn't super happy with my first one.
But still.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, come on, man. That's annoying. So they're definitely – you know, I don't feel too bad for them, right? Because everybody told them, you're going to have problems with the servers. Just so you know, this is not going to work. And no, it'll all be fun. We're all good. And, you know, now they're like scrambling. Oh, man, we're so tired of having to work 24 hours running servers and trying to make it work. Like, you know what, guys? You had like months to add servers. I don't feel bad that you're just finally getting around to it in the last second.
Right.
You know,
Well, and I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, so my side of the observation of this story was our cousin pre-ordered. So I had this clever plan. I didn't want to buy the game for a while because StarCraft II comes out next Tuesday. And StarCraft is one of the, you know, like we talk about, you know, we've talked about it on the show before. You and I are not really gamers. Like I've been pretending to be a gamer for like the last year, mostly for the sake of the show.
Oh, I got news on that too.
One of the few games that I've really like have actually like stuck with over the years though is StarCraft. And I played StarCraft II, and I loved it, and Wings of Liberty, and so I was really looking forward to Heart of the Swarm. And also, I found out that it comes the week after after SimCity launches. I had already promised Timmy that I was like, yeah, I'll play it with you. I'll play it with you. I can afford it. It'll be fun, and, you know, be social, whatever. And
sociable.
So I was like, but I came up with this clever idea. I was like, all right, Timmy. So he has a Mac and you have a Mac. I was like, all right, Timmy, I'll tell you what. I'll get it when both you and James get it, thinking that this will be the thing. And I always figured both of you would wait for the Mac version because, well, and then that comes out in the spring, gives me plenty of time to play StarCraft and beat it and have fun with it before I have to jump on a StarCraft. Or on SimCity. So Timmy pre-orders it. I was like, that's okay. I still got James to hold out on. And Timmy is dual booted as like onto his Windows 7 partition on his mm-hmm. Mac. I'm like, that's cool. All right, that's fine. No, you know what? I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I know James is going to wait for the Mac version, so I'm good.
Yeah.
And Thursday you contact me, so I got some cereal. He's like, no, Lord, you're not supposed to do that. What the heck, James?
I couldn't resist after watching all the reviews.
How are you doing this? So, like, I got a computer. I'm doing it. I've got Windows. You like? I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Okay. I guess I'll get it now. And, you know, now I have to put off StarCraft for a month while I play SimCity.
It'll be okay.
I know, I'll survive somehow. But
it's funny.
So I'm like, okay, I'll buy it like Friday night or Saturday morning because I'm not going to be able to play it till Saturday. So like, you know, I'll just get it at the end of the weekend. So I'm starting to do show prep on Thursday as I get a really sick feeling in my stomach because I'm starting to read the reviews and the articles that are coming out. I'm like, is this really what's about to happen? Like, this game is expensive. I want to play StarCraft next week. And the reviews are just atrocious. They're all, you know, Amazon suspended sales of the game on Friday.
Because of server issues.
It was a huge article. Yeah, because of server. Yeah, you can't play the game, so we're not going to sell it. Sorry. It has a 1-star rating on Amazon.
Yeah.
Which I think actually is, you know, that's indicative I think that's unfair. I think a lot of people, what it was is it was a, everybody wants to pile on, and it was, you know, it's part of the herd mentality that gets going on the internet where they poked a beehive and the beehive came out with the, you know,
and
that's where,
and you know what, since it's all, the servers are all dependent on the number of users, vote that sucker down, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to play it better. And so, I don't know. I felt this kind of like, yeah, this like sickening feeling. And then I read an IGN article that was pretty interesting where they talked about the nature of always-on DRM and how like that is the problem with the game.
Yeah.
And digital rights management, where basically the whole reason that it exists is to, you know, to make it so that it's so that you have to, you know, you can't pirate it because you have to be
it's all about piracy. It doesn't actually improve the game, which is the frustrating part.
Right. Well, I actually like the idea of it being a multiplayer game. You know, a massively multiplayer
online. Like, all right, maybe.
I like that in concept, but the problem with the game...
For SimCity?
Well, this is the thing. If it were just SimCity 5 and it were a standalone game, I wouldn't buy it.
Okay.
I'd play it, but I wouldn't necessarily go out and buy it. And I like SimCity games. I've owned a bunch of them. I've played them a lot. I'm just at a point where... I own the old ones. I own SimCity Societies. I own SimCity 4. I still play them. I enjoy them. Like, I'm not, why do I need another one? Like, what are you going to bring to the table that's so much cooler? To me, the reason I got the game was because my friends are playing it and I can play with them. Create a natural disaster of a city and adversely affect my friends, you know, and enjoy watching them. Hey, what the heck, man? And, you know, or I can, like, look at other people's cities. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's unique. It is a cool addition.
Okay.
And I sit there and I go, and as long as it's, like, well executed and a big feature of the game, well, yeah, I don't mind spending the money and spending the time to play this game. Like, that's cool. And
which I would say, I don't know if it's a big feature, but it's definitely, you know, it affects your gameplay to a degree. But, agreed that the game is definitely... So what I've heard is, and I would agree with this, the game is amazing when it works.
Right. And that's basically what everybody has been saying. I have read a couple of reviews where people like really are getting down on it. Like, the game is terrible. There's flaws in it that are just like insurmountable. It's like, you know, it's like your Sims have to get new jobs and like find new houses every day. They don't like keep it. So sometimes your power plants are employed, like your power plants are run by like super educated people, and then the next day they might be, you know, run by like a bunch of, you know, idiots that like don't, you know, and they're like complaining about the fact that like the game shifts things over time. You're like, yeah, it's kind of like most industries in real life. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. Companies do go through cycles of education. Like, and I sit there and I go, like, there are people that actually have problems with the games. There are people that are like, no, it's a great fun game as long as it's working. There are people that are like, no, the only reason I play is because it's an online thing. Like, I don't know. It was such a weird balance to strike. And the thing that bugs me most about it is the fact that you can't save any content like on your own computer, or you can't like manage where the content's saved.
I actually don't even know how to save anything, to be honest.
I don't think you do.
But it would be nice to have some sort of confirmation that it's saved or synced. Because I literally don't know until I quit. And then I mean, like, when you quit the game, then it's like, oh, okay, Sinking Cities. Oh, thank you. Because I literally did not know if that's the case at all. And, you know, so there's little things like that. The other one that I've heard, which I could see is a semi-legitimate one, is they were saying that the city sizes are not big enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd love to see them bigger, which I'm like, you know, when you're first building, it's fine. It's not too big at all. And then you do eventually get to a point where you're like, okay, you know, I've noticed the limits, the city limits. But I'm also like, that requires you a different type of play. You know, you can't just sprawl. You have to be meaningful.
Right. It's a different game. I know, exactly. I mean, it's SimCity 4 still works and it's still a great game, and if that's what you want to do, go and do that. I personally believe that, you know, part of the downloadable content later on will be bigger cities.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why you start with such small cities is because you don't know if your servers are going to work or not. I actually think that as confident as they were that the servers were going to work, I am under no belief that internally they thought the servers were going to work. Of course they go down. They always go down. And they knew that, and they were doing everything they could to stop that, but they weren't going to come out beforehand.
Well, they were hoping that they'd go down for 24 hours.
Right.
And then it would subside, and they wouldn't have to do anything about it.
Right.
And when it persisted, that's when they were like, okay, we should address this.
Right. You just sit there and you go, I don't know. It's an interesting, like, you know, I don't have that big of a problem with it. I really don't. I come back and I sit there and I go, like, people who, like, they are indignant, man. People are indignant about this policy. And they're like, this is, like, the most offensive thing that a video game company can possibly do to its
I spent money. If it worked just fine, it would be okay. But I get, too, you spent money and you can't play it, which is why EA is going to give everybody another free game later in the month as penance. Which I was like, all right, that's cool. I'll take a free game. Because I was going to keep playing it no matter what.
Right.
You know, I would have loved to have seen, it would have been very cool to have like a company like HP who goes, hey, EA, we're a hardware company. We have servers. Can we help?
Yeah.
You know, or have like, or, you know, HP probably wouldn't have, but Google, hey, you know, we have some servers sitting around. Want us to load up the information and just carry the load for you to get you past this hump here? You know, we'll help you. You know, I think that just would have been awesome from an industry standpoint. You know, if Sergey Brin was like, dude, EA, SimCity's not working. Can we help you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I imagine he would be like the one to do it.
I was going to say, but I also don't think he plays very many video games.
He's busy changing the world right now.
I think his brain is filled with more important thoughts. not to say our thoughts aren't important, but compared to his, they're not important.
I'm okay with that. You know, yeah. I will openly and freely admit that he is smarter than me, working on cooler things than me, and his life is better than mine. I will admit that.
Exactly.
I'll admit that.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but on the flip side of this, like, I've played the game and I enjoy it. And I honestly, what I hope happens is when you, me, Timmy, and everybody all sits down and plays together and we all get into the same region, that we actually do what they recommend, which is you specialize in your cities and we like build these, like you don't have to worry about it.
All right. Yeah. So I already have taken care of the microprocessors. I'm there.
Oh, sure. Good. That's what you picked. Dude, I'm so building the dirtiest city. I'm going to supply all the power and pollution and crime.
So here's my situation, right? You were taking your time to get on and Timmy and I didn't seem to be syncing up. So I was like, well, I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
And so my city is, it's big. I mean, it's not ridiculous, but it's getting big, right? To the point where like, I'm starting to be ready to do the major project, and I'm like trying to figure out, all right, which one makes sense for the city and stuff like that, which I have actually all the resources to build the solar farm. And nice. It's like, I should go for that. That would make sense. Okay. So I have two problems with my city right now. Okay. So I don't know how I got myself into this, but what's cool about it is when you specialize, you can then sell your stuff onto the global market, which is some, you know, invisible, invisible hand. That's in economics. That's what they use to describe the process of supply and demand. It's some invisible hand that's moving products and money around.
Right.
So there's some invisible marketplace out there that's buying and selling you goods, which is cool. And so I've been selling them, and microprocessors, they do well on the global market. Let's just say that. And since I have a recycling plant to provide me with plastic and alloy, I have to buy some from the global market, but it's not a 1-to-1 ratio where if you do that, it's not as good of a deal, obviously. So I've gotten to this point where I am raking in the dough with my microprocessor plant, but somehow I got my city flipped now, and it's now losing money every single hour.
What?
I know. It was weird. So, and I don't know how this happened. To be totally honest, I don't know how it happened. I was in the green. I was doing just fine, right?
Yeah.
Making tons of money. And then when I flipped over to the microprocessing stuff and I did some other stuff to support it, I dipped into the red. So now I have this weird situation where my cash flow is actually really, really well, but it's all from the sales to the marketplace. None of it is from taxes, or, you know, I lose money, with the taxes, but it's enough where it's like, I've got tons of cash, you know, sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I'm losing money.
You're like an Arabian prince, dude. A Saudi Arabian prince.
Yeah, it's
like,
so weird.
Tons of oil money, but everything else costs money. If it weren't for oil, you'd just
Which is funny. My advisor, because you know how it's, you know, it's got your advisors. When I pull up the budget stuff, he goes, hey, just so you know, you're in the red, but it's okay because we're getting it from these other businesses. And then he gives you the warning. He's like, so you better make sure they're successful, otherwise we could be in a lot of trouble. Ooh. All right, I'll support it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, you know, which is kind of cool. She's like, oh, all right, how do I do this? So, but here's my issue is that the microprocessors and the plastic and the alloy are what you use to build the solar thing.
Ooh.
Exactly. So my problem is if I switch to building the solar thing, I'm no longer going to be selling them on the marketplace. See, and now I'm like, oh, great, and my city's losing money. And so what do I do? Like, so I got to figure out how to get back to that equilibrium again. And it's so hard. Well, and I know what happened is, and this the game is designed perfectly for this, and you can tell that they went through and did all the math, where it's like the services, how do I want to say this? It's like an exact equilibrium where for the number of people you have and for the buildings you have and the revenue that you bring in from those exactly equals the costs that that are required to perfectly, service the city. Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Not really.
So if you have, if you got like 100 residents and they got their 100 jobs, and in order to support them, you need to have like a fire station and a police station and garbage and water and power and stuff like that.
Right.
to effectively service all of those 100 residents, it costs about the exact same amount as to service them as you'll receive in taxes.
Mm.
So the trick is to figure out how to prioritize which services can you kind of slack on and which ones can you overdo it on. And if you get that right, then you know that difference there is what you're going to earn each hour. And there's ways that you can mess with it. Like you can get very granular on your taxes that you collect, and you could charge a higher percentage for certain classes, you know, the high, medium, and low. And that'll tip the balance for some stuff. And I think where I got into trouble actually was I developed a university so I could then do research projects to then buy some of the stuff that I needed. And that was where I think the university is the one that put me over the top. And I'm struggling to the university is too big for the size city that I have right now, I think, or something like that, right? And so I'm like, okay, I want to try to build out the city a little bit more, but then all of a sudden I need to add more services because I was right on the line.
Right.
And, I mean, it's such an interesting balancing game. You're like, okay, all right. You know, and so
see, I think you know, one of the things that you don't do, obviously, is you don't buy a lot of services from other cities, and that's where I get into this idea that I think it's actually a smart idea that, you know, they justified the online portion of it with DRM, but I don't think that it was. I think a lot of people's problem is like they haven't played it long enough to sit there and go, you know, there actually is a strong advantage to having somebody else supply the coal for have one city supply the coal, have one city supply the water, one
to specialize, yeah,
right, and to really specialize so that, you know, and then you would do the lion's share of the work to build the solar plant, and now we all have a mm-hmm. solar plant, we're all doing great, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, people, you know, I think one of the big reasons why people are complaining about the game is because they haven't actually given enough time to realize that there is an advantage to playing with your friends.
Well, it's hard when not all your friends can get online.
Yeah, well. Okay, that's, you know.
But it'll work. So here's my other issue that I'm working through, and I just, oh, it kills me. I don't know what to do. Okay, yeah. And this is a legitimate quandary, all right? You don't necessarily have to have an answer.
Good, because I probably won't.
But the way that the game is designed is that there are two different types of streets.
Right. Okay?
There's like a street, and then there's an avenue. And then for each of those, they have different density levels, okay?
Right.
The big difference between a street and an avenue is a street takes up what I would call one square.
Right.
And an avenue takes up two squares. Okay?
Okay.
And avenues are inherently like they can handle more cars than streets because they're like twice as many lanes or whatever it is.
Right.
And so I've reached this point in my city where traffic is a problem. and it's so frustrating because, oh, okay, city. And I didn't realize that this was happening until it was too late. but it was like, once it happened, I went, oh yeah, of course. So I started to have traffic issues. So I just have streets everywhere. That's it. Except for like the main avenue going down the middle of my city. Okay. Which was already there. I didn't have a choice on where to put that.
You know what this city reminds me of, James?
What?
Silicon Valley.
Yeah, no, it's bad. So, but here's what happened, is I had these streets and traffic would start to build up. And so I would upgrade the streets
right to
a higher and higher density. Well, the game goes, oh, cool, higher density, let's build bigger buildings.
Right.
Do you know what comes with bigger buildings?
More population.
People. And so I've gotten to this point where I'm like, well, this is bad. And I'm like, I'm afraid to expand because of the way it's going to work. It's just, it totally impacts my city, which affects your fire department and your garbage collection and your police, because they literally cannot get to where they need to get to fast enough. And I'm just like, and I know what I need to do. I need to build avenues, but in order to build avenues, I'm going to have to destroy some buildings. And
right.
I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out how to do this without throwing my entire city into chaos. And there's a part of me that's just like, do I just shrug my shoulders and go,
yes.
Well, this is this city. If you want to live here, that's what it's like. Or the other one I thought of was I could raise my taxes because obviously I've got the demand.
Right, yeah.
And that way I can, you know,
lower your population.
Until people start leaving, because I'll be like, all right, perfect. And I just got to decide, like, which,
dude,
you know.
This is sounding more and more like the Silicon Valley every passing minute. Like,
it's
awesome. Almost like you grew up here.
Yeah, so I've got this weird, like, yeah, I've got a chip manufacturer, uncontrolled, unbelievably bad traffic. Yeah, it's, but it's fun to, like, to deal with these issues. And the other one, which I didn't know, was, like, and now I do, which is, okay, when you build a road, so all buildings have to be connected to a road. Even when you zone right. something, it's got to be zoned up against the road. But the question is, how far apart do you spread the roads? And I didn't yes. know that answer. And now that I've played the game, I've actually been adding – this is going to sound really weird given what I just said. I've been adding twice as many roads as I need to.
Mm.
I think – because I've been doing it so, like, if you have a big building, there's a road on both sides of it.
Right.
And I think if I got rid of the road, then I can, you know, then there'll be just two big buildings, but up against each other with an avenue going down the middle of them. I think that's the way to do it. But, I don't know. I wanted to build another city and find out. Cause this one's done. from a traffic standpoint, I think I'm just hosed.
Right. That's funny. Well, I look forward to playing it. I mean,
yeah, the other one I did too, which could have been my issue, was I have like long blocks.
Right.
Like they're 4 and 5 regular blocks long.
Mm.
And so there's just these, and which the cars just pile up and they have nowhere to go, right? I mean, which I think could be part of my other issue is like, oh, okay, maybe less long, give more escape routes for people. I don't know. I got some ideas. What I could pose, I could wrap the city in an avenue, perhaps. You know, do it like Paris style, where so in Paris, like the real city, not the simulation one that you buy in DLC, is it's got the downtown avenue, and then there's actually like a freeway that wraps around the city.
And right.
So essentially with Paris, what you do is you get yourself out to the edge, drive around in a big circle to where you want, and then you jump back in. It's kind of how that works. I wonder if I could do something similar to that, where I could just – I could wrap it and – yeah.
You know what I think you should do, James? I think we should play the game. Oh.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So that was like – that was a ton on SimCity. But I've been saving up for this game. And
anticipating it.
What do
you say? Every update every time they've had an update, we've talked about it on the show.
Hey, you know, I'll admit it. I'm okay with it. So, yeah. Which by the second we get done, that's what I'm going to go do, and it's going to be fun. So I'm loving it.